news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
What is... Was born this way. I got lightning running through my veins. Ain't nobody gonna stop this train. So hop on board or get out the way. Cause I was born this way.
What is good, everyone? Welcome to Rant EM's presentation of the TLC pre-show. I am your host, Rex Watson, joined alongside me, Surfer. Are you there?
Good evening.
Pissed off, Surfer?
Nope, not. Happy. Happy to be
Tony, here. Happy Tony C.
Hey, yo.
If you want to call into this, you can call in. 954-889-7268 or double A the on Skype. So, first off, how y'all feeling about this pay-per-view so far?
I feel left out. I wasn't introduced.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to be a part of
this. Oh, well, I'm producing the damn thing.
ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood, Florida, double... I got to give you a better intro than that.
I'm sitting here thinking, well, wait a minute. Okay,
put in over 8,000 hours of audio recording this year alone.
I'm sitting here thinking.
You got to do with height and weight.
Geez, you know, I feel left out. I mean, yeah, okay. I've been saying, oh, you know, I get to sit in the
co-host chair. Weighing at a pristine, lean, clean, mean machine. It is double A, the green bean eating. He'll beat up every whatever, blah, 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 from Florida. Give one A in the air and another A in the air for double A.
Hi.
Welcome, double A.
See, Surfer surly because, you know.
No, I'm not. Why ain't? don't try to tell people how my mood is. I'm here just like everybody else. Get through the rest of the year. Because we are at the pay-per-view, which everybody takes off. You know, this is the vacation pay-per-view, basically.
Like, so all the writers called in to work, sir?
Like, we every year there's no real effort put into a particular pay-per-view. They just say, here's a chair. Go hit each other with it. Here's a table. Throw each other through it.
So, Surfer, all the writers start using their vacation time at the beginning of December?
I guess it's Christmas time, you know, you got to go shopping. Yeah,
we lost Rex, so we'll have to move on without him. But yeah, this is that time of the year where, you know, they phone it in.
I think what happens is they don't like the Christmas bonus, and it shows. In the
if they got one yet,
no,
I haven't
too busy
received...
going out and spending it. That's
yeah,
what it is.
I haven't gotten a Christmas bonus yet, by the way. So I get paid on Friday. I damn better find one in that envelope.
And then like the Christmas party's coming up, and you know that's when people get drunk and make a fool of themselves, and somebody hooks up in the bathroom.
I'm sure the WWE Christmas party's a little grass
classier behind than... on the copying machine.
The WWE Christmas party is a little bit classier than that, I think.
I would hope so.
In Stamford, Connecticut, that office building probably is on fire by the time that party's over with.
Yeah. Well,
who's swinging from the chandeliers? Some beauty person.
I know who.
Well, we don't know all the workers in the back, but you know, maybe Pat Patterson's the one who.
No. I know who's swinging from the chandelier. McMahon.
Ooh,
McMahon himself. I think Vince lets one rip on during the Christmas party.
He gets lit, Dole.
He gets lit.
Oh, everybody's fired.
I mean, he's just going around and he's screaming, you know.
It's the Survivor Series!
You know?
That's last month.
No, he still screams it now.
He's drunk.
That's last month.
All right, now we give it back to Rex, who's really supposed to be hosting this.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, what happened?
No, nothing. We were talking about Vince getting lit at the company Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
And one more thing about the company Christmas party before we move on. Double A, here's my question to you and Surfer. Is Orton in gimmick at the party?
Of course.
I think it's mandatory that the wrestlers come in costumes.
Full of regalia?
Yeah.
Orton walking in. And the funny part is, I can see him walking into the Christmas party. Oh, damn it. There's Randy again. Damn it.
Oh, boy.
Maybe he's sitting there. Everybody, you gonna eat that?
So what are we doing, Rex?
Well, we're getting kicked off with the pre-show. Apparently, it's going to be I don't know. Are these people? What the hell is going on here?
Oh well, they've got Paul Heyman, Renee Young, Booker T, and Alex Riley. They're glad handing here in Cleveland. I can't stand Booker T and his Wheezy Jefferson bun.
Oh no, you have no idea. I'm gonna lay Booker T out personally. There's gonna be some video of that coming out soon.
Oh my god. Alright. Well, I'll look forward to that.
You already know me and Booker T got some beef going on.
That's right. We heard it on the Rexplex a couple of weeks
ago.
Oh man. That's what I'm talking about.
So
who's looking forward to this stairs match? Just kick it off. Who's looking forward to this stairs match? Because I can't wait.
I've never seen the stairs.
Is the rule is that the first person to hit the other one with the stair wins, or is it just they just pound on each other till somebody can't get up?
Stairs are the weapon, sir. They're the weapon.
Yeah, I think that's just, it's silly, to be honest with you, because every match they always incorporate the stairs usually. You know,
exactly.
They throw them.
That's why I brought that up first of all. Just the ridiculousness of the whole thing.
They throw them into the stairs, and you hear that. You know.
I think whoever's writing this match wrote this match was sitting at home, and their kid probably fell down the stairs or something. Mm-hmm. They were like, "What can we do? Stairs, damn it!"
Yeah, but you don't fall down four stairs. I don't know. I mean, it's silly. I mean, Rowan and Sho, or is it? It's Rowan and Sho. I think it's just. I think they're just giving them something to do. To be honest with you. But yeah.
Yes, sir. So. I have no idea what is going on because I'm having issues with my PlayStation right now.
Okay. Well, they got Tom Phillips on here and talking about what's going on social media.
What's trending?
What's trending. And it's not Tom Phillips, but but yeah. All
right, so you want to get right into it? Get into the matches?
Let's get right into it, man.
All right, that's no problem at all. Okay, so according to what I have written down, coming up soon that you people will see and I will not see because I'm holding like four things in my hands and I'm not even gonna say it, okay. Pre-show, Stardust and Goldust versus New Day.
You know what? This is a good
show. How
y'all
feel about that?
This is a good showing for them, I think. I think it's gonna be a good showing
for the New Day, you
for
mean?
The New Day, because Golden Stardust is They really don't need anything, and I think this will be a good test to get them over. Now, what combination of the New Day, though? That's the question. What combination of the New Day are we going to see?
They're going to use Freebird rule.
That's
in a minute.
By the way, they just they just promoted Fastlane on the network. That's the WWE's pay per view in February. Just want to point that out. Anyway.
That's going to be the pay-per-view the New Day gets a tag team title match. Watch. fuck it.
You see, man, you said that last night.
I'm telling you, February is going to be that month. Watch. For more reasons than one.
And I'm at...
Tonight it starts their ascend, Rex, toward February. Look toward February for the new day.
I hope so.
I'm picking the new day.
Of course. All right, we're going predictions. As I run down, you want to do it that way?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go with the new day as well.
If the new day don't win, then it's just the same old, same old.
You see, this is where WWE should be recycling money, or saving money, I should say, because they should be recycling music. You know, because they could, not to get bleed into the audio here, but I mean, they could have very easily just used Legacy's theme song. Just wait a minute. The hook is coming. Here it is. I mean, come on. What's the point of making new music? Okay. Go ahead, Rex.
They're saying they're losing money, though.
Yeah. Sell new iTunes downloads.
Well, they could have re-released that on iTunes.
That's true.
I'm trying to get this. Man, multitasking is not working.
Okay. You want some help, Rex?
Yeah, because I'm trying to get the pre-show on while I'm doing all this.
Well, how about this? What do you think is going to happen in this match?
I don't even know what match is going on.
No, the match that you just said, the New Day versus Golden Stardust.
Oh, it's going to be a decent match, and New Day is going to win. It's going to be Kofi and Big E winning.
You think it's going to be Kofi and Big E? You don't think Xavier Woods is going to be a part of it?
He's going to be standing outside. That's what's going to happen.
You're going to lose rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
I wish.
All right.
That'd be fantastic. All right, so up next we got the stairs match. Eric Rowan versus The Big Show. Let's talk about this match again.
Well, like we said, it's silly, you know. they involve stairs and everything now. And the fact that we're having a match specifically dedicated to the stairs, it's kind of silly.
It's just like,
wouldn't the ladder be considered stairs?
No.
You know?
Because the ladders have rungs. They call them rungs.
But still, you have to climb. You can climb stairs. You can climb a ladder. Anything.
No. The thing is, you climb a ladder, you walk upstairs.
You can still climb stairs if you're an infant or a dog.
That's true, too. Wrong by damn wrong.
Exactly.
It's the latter.
I don't know. Should we let the host of the call-in show from last night be a part of this?
Of course.
Right. All right. There he is. Hello? Is this Rage?
What's up, Rage?
What's up?
Hopefully he's still calm.
Huh? Of course, Rage is always good as long as I'm in control. Rage is good, as long as you don't poke him with a stick.
Pretty much, for the most part, he's not wrong. He is not wrong.
You can listen to the Rex Flex.
I'm not going to touch it. Go.
Don't even start. No, don't go there. Don't go there, Tony.
Okay, we're not gonna.
What are you laughing at, Tony?
I'm not laughing about anything.
No, you'll poke him.
Oh, y'all are good. Whatever, man. Whatever.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, I'm insulted, sir.
Hey, wait. Shut up. Shit. The Divas title match. Nikki will be defending the title against AJ.
Surfer, you start.
It's going to be Nikki Bella. I mean... I know a lot of people want AJ to have the belt, but to just keep taking it off of her for a month and putting it back on her, that's getting kind of old.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think what I think ultimately, though, the big thing is going to be where it's going to be Bree and Nikki. Bree's going to turn on Nikki, you know, probably at some time between now and the Royal Rumble, and then they're going to have a big blow-off. Well, I think that's why the hell would Bree be with Nikki?
But Is it a time when the person you turn on is heel?
No. Yeah. It's still a turn. No.
No, it's still a turn if you're a face doing that to a heel. Yeah.
No, but it's she's sabotaging Nikki. She set her up. Because why did Nikki, why did Brie join forces with Nikki with like 7 days
and
left in her contract?
Attacked them both.
Yeah, but why would
and
like
it is easier to get the belt off your sister than it is somebody else.
No, that's not exactly. That's not that, but that's not it. The thing is that she wants to have Nikki have her guard down. You know, and I think by doing it this way it would be good, I don't know. But I'm going with Nikki.
I'm waiting for the day we have an intergender tag team match where each Bella is on one side and then John Cena and Daniel Bryan in that match.
That would be
you know who gonna win? You gonna go
Super Cena. All right, so we have a chairs match.
Well, Tony, so you give your
I'm sorry.
Oh, you know my pick is the total package, Nikki Luger. Gonna win. All day.
That's offensive.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hold on, Rex. How is that offensive?
No, Rage said that.
You don't christen the good name of the total package to a klutz like Nikki Bella, man. That's Bush League. That's, you know.
Don't christen the good name of a man who let Miss Elizabeth die.
Damn, you went there with it. But she's using the rack. She has the Luger look about her. Rage, go do some research.
I'm not gonna give her that title. No, man.
Okay.
Those for the ones who are most deserving of it.
She's the package. That's it. Who are you picking? Who's gonna win?
Well, they're not gonna give it to AJ, so there you go. There's my prediction.
Okay.
There it is.
All right, so we have a chairs match. We have a chairs match. Kane versus Ryback in a chairs match.
Who wants to go first?
Those sirens are definitely from Rage's neighborhood.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, then Rage, you'd go first.
Well, chairs match. Whatever. I guess I'll go with Kane. I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
No, come on. You can't go with Kane.
Why can't I?
Because they're trying to push Ryback. Especially after
Ryback.
Somebody needs to push him into some traffic. Yeah.
They're trying to push him, especially after what CM Punk said.
I'll believe a push when I see a push. But you know, I don't see a push, so just I'm going with Kane. Sad, but yeah.
Okay. Tony C.
Up against the former tag.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Ryback.
Why you gotta do that to him?
Hell, that's who he's trying to be.
Surfer.
He didn't mean to.
What about you, Surfer?
My computer's full. Somehow, I never gave my prediction on the match before that, but...
Go ahead. Well, speak up!
Forget it. I'm going with Ryberg because, Kane is there just to put people over.
Okay. I'm going with Ryback as well, even though that I don't think it'll do anything for him. But I'm going with Ryback.
And can we get Kane in a different color pair of slacks?
I mean, yeah. In a brown suit.
No, yeah, him in red slacks. He would look terrible in red slacks.
I mean, he's the big red devil. He could be in red.
He will look like a white blood member. Get out of here! No.
Tonight, Kane should be in wrestling gear, not in
you would think.
Not in no business, man. It's one thing like during the show, he was doing his business,
man, look.
And then he had to wrestle, so he just took off his shirt. But tonight, mm-hmm. he's there to wrestle. He should be in wrestling gear.
He's probably not.
He's going to have on slacks. Watch.
Man, yeah, he's... All right. Sounds good. Fantastic.
Okay, double A pick.
Yeah,
Ryback.
I pick Ryback.
Okay. Double A. So everyone pick Ryback except for Rage.
Yep.
Of course.
All right, so everyone's going with Ryback. I don't know. You're going with Kane.
Kane in sensible shoes.
I don't know why I'm picking Kane. I really don't.
All right.
Can I just say it's a shame that they had to get Paul Heyman on the panel for a pay per view like this.
Well, maybe
Mark's been up for the last 3 or 4.
Why you gotta do that? Why you gotta do that to him?
Why not?
He deserves better than.
And what is he gonna do?
Mark Lesnar would come to work more. He wouldn't. Paul Heyman would have to be on the panel.
Oh, here you go.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, first of all, he's a. This is. I'm not gonna get aggravated. This is one of those things.
I'm just saying, like, you know, he deserves better.
What are you doing, Ray?
Did you know, and I was watching something yesterday on the WWE Network, and Paul Heyman commented on a situation, not on a question, but I did not know this, but Paul Heyman made reference to his legacy and how he has certain bullet points in his legacy that define him. He owned a wrestling promotion at a very young age, but a lot of people forget he was also... You know, he co-hosted Monday Night Raw with JR for a while. But people tend to forget he was also the co-host on WCW Saturday Night for a period of time. He called pay-per-views.
Yes, I agree.
He called pay-per-views for a period of time. And so he has chops as an analyst. Mm-hmm. And he's here to analyze the potential future opponents.
Yeah.
So as you can see, if you were watching the pre-show, you can see the anatomy of the stairs.
Oh my goodness!
There is a resistance.
Jesus, they're breaking down the stairs.
Capable of.
I understand. Paul is an analyst.
220 pounds resistance with these stairs.
They're bringing they're analyzing the stairs right now. This is.
Oh my god!
This is so overkill.
Not really.
And they got a bunch of.
We need to figure out what's the purpose of the stairs. So might as well
what
tell us
what is the
purpose
of the stairs.
We
that
might
is,
as
that
well
is the
tell
best
us.
Question you've asked.
And
what
look
is
at this.
The purpose
and
of
look
the
at
stairs.
The amount of stairs they have.
Oh, did they have to dig those stairs out of the warehouse?
Probably.
When did they switch over to these metal stairs from the wooden ones they used to use?
Oh God, probably in the '80s.
Wooden ones. They used to
no, it was around like 94. 95, they switched. They had the painted blue wooden with the early Raws that I believe like were in like the New York area. And they had the painted blue, and then they switched to the steel. But I think they still like interchanged.
I guess. I don't know, but still.
But it was.
Who makes these stairs? I mean, it seems like WWE has an endless supply. Of stairs, you know, but
a ton of stairs.
But anyways, all right. What's the next?
The U.S. Championship?
Yes. Which, by
Rusev
the way,
Rusev is taking on Jack Swagger.
I'm
sick of this.
Let's talk about this. I got my thoughts about this. So this match, the U.S. title's on the line, right? Very important match in terms of the United States Championship, and I think. A bit of spoiler was released earlier today on Twitter, and it's been posted in the group page. It looks like Rusev might win this match.
No.
No, really?
And the reason being is that it's just a little ironic. Just a little ironic that Lana tweeted and then quickly deleted a picture of an updated version of the European Championship.
Updated?
Yep.
An updated European Championship. Now...
Oh, so that's what I was... That's what I saw.
So, this, first of all, Russia's in Europe. I thought it was in Asia.
Me too.
But I digress. But anyways, so, that right there tells me they're going to toy with the idea of bringing in the European Championship. That's what I think. Because there's a lot of the people that have been holding the U.S. title lately, most of them have been foreigners of the U.S.
Well, now, AA, I will tell you where you are wrong.
Okay, tell me where I'm wrong.
Sam Coulter is America.
Okay, but...
And Zeb Coulter supports Jack Swagger, and that's America.
Okay, I get that, but still...
And that's all... That always wins.
But Zeb's got a broken leg.
Exactly.
You see, at best, Swagger will win, like, a count-out of some kind, or a disqualification, but he won't get a pin, so, I mean, like, it's a waste between them, because it's been one-sided. It's like, no matter what happens... Rusev is going to either crush, or it's just going to be... never mind.
You're right, sir.
No one listens to me anyway. You know, because I would have been to you.
I listen to you, Surfer.
I'm not saying y'all not listening to me. I'm just saying, like, are just running this feud into the ground, and it's going nowhere. It's not. There's nothing engaging about it anymore.
If I wanted to watch the U.S. versus Russia, I'd watch Rocky IV. Damn it.
Also, going on right now, if you would like to ask a question, you can hashtag Ask Ziggler to ask Dolph Ziggler anything you want to.
Okay.
That's if you want to.
Of course, as I'm looking over Twitter right now, a lot of people are asking Dolph Ziggler questions. Yeah, like, I'm sure WWE's going to read all these. They're going to
post them. Are they, like, what, scathing, like, questions?
No, they're just questions. It's just flooded with questions.
Like, ask Dixie?
Ask Dixie.
she got roasted that night, man.
So everybody's going for Swagger.
Hell no.
I'm marking all this down.
Going for Rusev. Are you crazy?
All right, we got 4 for Swagger, 1 for Rusev.
You don't mess with Mother Russia.
Who's the one for Rusev?
Me.
I'm going for Rusev too. What the hell?
Anybody
pick Swagger tonight?
Who are you going with, AA?
Rusev.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there you go.
And I'm going with sarcasm.
I would hope so.
For the tag team titles, you have Miz and Mizdow defending against the Usos.
Hold on. I have my thoughts on this match since we're getting into this one.
She's not going to betray her husband, okay?
I think Naomi is going to switch and go with the $1 million man, Miz DiBiase.
Oh, God.
And Mizdow are going to win. She's got dollar signs in her eyes. She's got dollar signs in her eyes, man.
This is why I'm so thankful that Naomi isn't on Total Divas anymore. Because, again, like, I'm sick of WWE using actual marriages and storylines. So I would not be surprised if that happens. So I'm going to go with Miz and Mizdow. Here come the new day. Again, the black men got to start off the show instead of be in the show.
Okay.
What about you? Go ahead.
Me? I'm going with the Usos.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
Just because.
That's a shock.
Just because. I think there's going to be something going on here tonight. I think there's going to be a little bit of a swerve, but I think there's also going to be like a turn within the ranks of the Usos, but during the championship victory.
You know, now that you say that, I actually see that happening. You know, the whole
Seth Fight gonna turn on.
Yeah, and the whole thing with Sapphire is just playing in. It's all a coup. And then Sandow will outshine.
Okay.
And
well, he already outshining the Miz.
Well, yeah, of course, but I mean they're gonna lose the belts. I mean that could potentially happen. No, I'm still going with Miz and Sandow.
You're breaking up there, Rex.
But that, I like Double A's idea.
What the hell color is he wearing now?
I want to say this in favor of Damian Sandow. They need to do something with him, man. For real, for real.
I think they will.
Because
I think they will.
I'm hoping. Because the guy's got talent. He has the talking part, and he can wrestle. That's, so it's like...
That's lime green.
Oh, really? Going? He really is going for that Grinch look. It's... Ugh.
Would you say this, Double A? He has it more than Roman Reigns.
Who?
Sandow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, that's definitely.
What pisses me off. Like, they're not going to get behind Roman Reigns like they are Sandow.
I swear, if you put hair on Cody Rhodes right now, he'll look just like live action Grinch. Yeah.
You know, Vince likes his strong men, so.
That's exactly what it is, Surfer.
But he need to lead.
That's why they're putting Roman Reigns where he is. I mean, we all know this.
Lee says it best. When you go up, there's nowhere to go but down when you reach the peak. So when they put that belt on Roman Reigns, it's going to be like, okay.
Well, you know, if he becomes champ, you know, it's up to him to try to stay up top. I mean, y'all criticize he who will not be named, but he's been able to do it for 10 years, so.
But he got little people behind him. So that's why he's able to do it.
It's not like the first time they put the belt on him, that was like, oh, that's a mistake, and never did it again.
Because he got broads and little kids behind him, man.
Yeah.
You get that demographic behind you, you're going to have a long run. But eventually, that demographic going to grow up.
So what's the next
thing?
So everybody's, so.
I'm rolling with Miz and Miz, though.
Yeah, no, Double A's going with the Usos. Everybody else going with Miz and Miz, though.
Yeah, I think so. I think.
All right.
Could be worse. Oh, it could be worse.
Sweet. Ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. God. Luke Harper.
I think this is going to be very interesting.
Against Dolph Ziggler. Go ahead, Double A. Go ahead, Double A. Go ahead, Double A.
Match
Go ahead, Double A.
Match of the night.
What? You really
this
think
is
so?
Steal the show?
I think so, because number one, Ziggler, we know Ziggler can hold his own. And I think Luke Harper, listen, we've seen Luke Harper wrestling in matches that even though that he's a big man and he's primarily just a brawler type wrestler, he's put on some show in a lot of these matches that he's been in over the course of the last year. And I think I really believe that him and Ziggler will put on a fine match. Because here's the thing, I'm saying it's match of the night based on everything else that's going on. Ambrose and Wyatt is going to happen. I'm hard pressed though it would be very difficult for me to call that the match of the night, because there's going to be so much going on in that match that it's so far from a match that it's not a match. That's why I'm saying this one will be match of the night. There you go.
As far as what? Like wrestling?
In terms of wrestling, entertainment, the use of the objects, and everything.
I got you.
I can definitely see that. Because I mean, there are things that you have still not seen Luke Harper do. He has done moonsaults off the top rope to the outside before.
I believe it.
He's done things like that on the indie scene.
I believe
you've
it.
Only seen. I mean,
he's buried somewhere too.
Oh my god! I guess
he needs to retain. Like,
what?
He just looks. He plays off that creepy look so well. If I was driving down a dark road and I got a flat tire, and he pulled up to help, I think I would run.
I would.
We know the only person you'll let help you with a ride has armbands on his arm.
Come up with a better joke next time.
Whatever.
I guess I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with Harper to retain.
I think Harper will retain, but I think it's gonna be a hell of a match.
I agree.
One of the reasons I think is it may double. You may be right because Ziggler can take some bumps. Sell them.
Right, and I think because it's a ladder match, the Ziggler's bumps are going to be of epic proportion. It would not escape me to see tonight from this match in particular a superplex off the top of the ladder. Okay? To do a superplex off the top of the ladder is something else. And I think Ziggler is going to also do a move off the top of the ladder onto Luke Harper. Granted, it won't give him
like
victory,
a leg drop or something.
Or a leg drop or something from the top of one of those monstrous ladders.
The long
one. I could see him hitting the Fame Master from one of the rungs of a high ladder or something like that. Like, there's definitely going to be big spots like that. Mm-hmm. That's why I definitely understand.
Harper should
retain, though. I agree. Retain. Harper should retain because this would then leave the spot open for Ziggler to do some other things.
Yeah, Ziggler shouldn't have actually even been a part of this in the first place after the last pay-per-view.
They won this rematch, though.
Yeah, well. I'm not falling for this look. Never mind, just go ahead.
Falling for what?
No, I'm just not, like, I'm just looking at, like, Stardust and, like, nothing. Just go ahead. Just go ahead.
Alright, so, and the opinion of everybody on the call, who do you think should be, what match do you think should close out the show, basically?
It's called TLC. That's the match you always close it out.
Yeah, I think it's gonna, well, yeah.
They haven't necessarily closed out with a TLC, though.
You can't do a TLC match and then follow that up with just a plain old tables match.
Well, they did it before. Sheamus beat John Cena in a tables match. And that was the main event.
I don't want that to happen tonight. But
let them close it out again.
They've been promoting Cena's match a little bit more.
The belt was on the line at that particular match.
Doesn't matter.
The number one contendership is on the line in this match.
If he doesn't become number one contender,
he loses it if he doesn't win.
Like Cena can lose, but
Seth Rollins doesn't have. He's already got the briefcase. It's a one sided stipulation.
Yeah, it's not going to lose the briefcase.
But I don't think
it's a match. What are they going to hang up for them to pull down? Or it's just going to be they're going to hit each other with the ladder and then pin
the IC belt.
That's what it is.
What are you talking about?
It's the TLC match. Well, he's talking about going to be a straight up, pinfall.
Oh, you talking about the Bray Wyatt match?
Yeah, that match is going to. There's nothing that's going to be on the line, I think, in that match. I think it's just going to be a TLC match. That's it.
It's going to be an all-out war. It's pretty much they pretty much gave you a prelude last month.
Yeah,
what you're going to get tonight. They're not climbing for anything.
A ladder match without hanging something is kind of redundant, don't you think?
I don't think so.
They only did it once, right?
They've done it before. Last year when it was the Shield versus, or the year before that when it was the Shield versus Kane, Daniel Bryan, and Ryback, nothing was on the line there. And that was a TLC match.
Mm-hmm. It was just a brawl.
So
I mean, but they've been promoting the Cena match a little bit more than they promote the TLC one. So I'm expecting the Cena match to close the show.
If that match closed the show, shenanigans are happening.
I have a feeling it's going to be a very long week on this network if that happens. But
mm-hmm.
That's
a very long week.
But whatever.
Well, I'm prepared for it.
Yeah. What's the next match?
What do you mean, what's the next match? I was pretty much saying, what do you think should be the next
match? Oh, well, the next match should be Cena. Well, Cena.
Should it be the tables match?
It should be the tables match.
Yeah.
Cena versus Seth Rollins. If Cena wins,
He's Cena.
And if...
Yeah, if he loses...
If Cena wins, he's Super Cena.
Yeah, if he loses, he's no longer the world champion.
I was going to say that, actually. But, all right, so...
oh, my God.
Can we get the feelings and true emotions from the people on this?
Can we comment real quickly that Cody's green paint just rubbed off on Kofi, and Kofi's got green paint all over his face? Look like somebody sprayed him in the face. Anyways. You know what?
Is he really going to win the... no.
He's going to win the match.
He's not going to win with that.
Cena's going to win. I don't think that there's any doubt.
No, I'm talking about Big E right now.
Oh, with the big splash?
Yeah.
With the Warrior splash?
Cena's going to win, so... And when Cena wins, we get that long-awaited, you know... the ass-kicking fiesta that we all deserve and we all need.
I just hope that it's not one of those powder puff things through the table, you know, like
no, Orton's gonna help him.
Like one of those, I fall off the top rope into the table that's in the ring type thing.
You mean like
an accidental match? Huh?
You mean like when Sheamus beat?
Yeah, like when Sheamus beat Cena.
Big Show, Cody Rhodes. When Big Show stepped
through the table. Yeah, nothing like that.
Orton's going to help him.
They've been getting lazy with these tables recently.
The table, or a curve stomp through the table.
That would be different.
That would be a good finish.
They're getting lazy with these tables. I'm telling you.
So you guys are just disregarding what I'm saying about Orton helping him win, huh?
It's possible.
No. I was gonna bring that up actually. Like that's like how many people think that Orton's gonna pop up and cost somebody that match?
I think so. It's very possible.
It's possible. It's not something surprising or out of the realm of happening, but you know, it's possible that it will happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it still won't like affect like the outcome for me. It's not like he's going to come out and, you know, help Seth because, you know, they're about to lead into a feud. So, you know, Cena has no business losing this.
Yeah. Here's something I want to know.
All right. So, all right, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I can ask you.
No, you go. Go ahead. No, it's good.
How many NXT guys is closing out this pay-per-view? I mean, not closing out, but it's involved.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's 5, right?
Yeah.
So we just saw 2 in the ring.
7.
Yeah, something like that. 7 altogether. 7 or 8. 7. No, it got to be more than that.
I was kind of...
2. The Wyatts make 3. That's 5.
Oh, that's Rollins, that's, yeah, Ambrose, that's... Wait, 7. No, I didn't even add them.
Yeah, it's about 7 or 8.
NXT guy.
They still got this? Come on, man.
What?
Friggin' Shuck Ducky bullshit. Ugh.
That they do it every week on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm gonna deal with him when the time is right.
Can you tell him about...
I'm gonna tell him
that shit.
Oh, my boy Luke went there last night and confronted Booker T.
And they got tables and ladders right below. Oh, that's so cheap. Yeah, cheap. Anyway.
Speaking of...
Is Sandow an NXT guy?
Sandow? Yes. Yes, he is.
He came up through there.
I would say, yeah.
Wasn't last year supposed to be the last TLC pay-per-view?
It was supposed to be. They say that every year about every pay-per-view.
Yeah. That's...
Well, anyways, one more match, right?
I didn't get picks.
Okay. I'm going with Cena.
Cena? Yeah,
no reason Cena should lose this match.
I think for some reason it's going to Seth Rollins going to win this.
Get the heck out of here.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time you're wrong about that.
Last year we all thought there was no way Cena could win, could lose, and he lost.
He lost, and probably the worst way possible. I wasn't really surprised that he lost. I'm shocked at the fact of how he lost. That's what's gonna stick out to me.
So who's gonna?
You're not gonna have to worry about that.
Who's gonna show up for the first time tonight?
Ain't gonna be Sting. That's what you're implying.
That wouldn't be the first time. He's already showing up for his first time.
No, nobody. Mm-hmm. There's nobody new tonight.
Nobody.
NXT can come in. No Ascension.
No, the Ascension ain't coming in.
No, they ain't gonna be involved.
They ain't coming in until probably after the new year, right?
No, they'll probably... I wouldn't be surprised if they come in before the year is done.
And they're going to start the Ascension off with a light SmackDown run. They're not just going to throw them in there.
I actually think they may actually debut Tuesday night on SmackDown.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
Is this like the only Super SmackDown live that they had this year? Like only live SmackDown?
I think so, yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Not a big deal. It's better for us, Rage, okay?
I mean, they could have a lot of SmackDown. Can't it just happen on Friday?
No, because it costs them money.
It costs.
All right. Everybody's going with Cena except who's going with Rollins?
Surfer. For some reason. Yo, he thinks he's trying to swerve. He thinks he's swerving us with that. Nah, man. Be serious. Come on, Surfer. Be serious. Like, come on.
I'm always serious.
The thing is, I'm going with Seth Rollins.
Why?
Because I could see the curb stomp through the table happening.
But
there's the whole number one contender thing. And also, I was going to say, it's also because...
shenanigans.
Yeah, but my girl has also predicted about 15 pay-per-views in a row, random matches like this, Ziggler winning the title. She predicted that, and no one thought, nobody on here said he was going to win the IC title.
Anybody think he's going to show up?
And she's making me real good fried chicken. So I mean, I can't.
You
can't complain too much.
So I got Seth Rollins.
All right.
He's gonna show up
in ATL. Nobody's gonna fucking show up.
Nope.
I'm gonna show up. I will be there in a TLC match. Bray Wyatt taking on Dean Ambrose. Let's get into this one.
Okay.
Who's going first?
Surf.
Go ahead.
You surf.
Oh. Ray. You're good.
Did you say Ray or Bray?
Ray.
Ray?
Yeah, Ray. Heard is that what I said.
Ray Mysterio?
Yep.
That'll be different.
He's Abigail.
Oh my god. I guess I'll go with I don't even know who really. I guess I'll go with Bray too. I guess.
Did you say Ray?
I said Bray. B-R-A-Y.
I think it's unanimous. We're all going with Rey Mysterio on this one.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, what's according with, to Surfer, he is
6'9".
This is going to be the greatest comeback in the history of professional sports entertainment.
And he's going to have a lot of money in the bank because he'll go and cash all those paychecks now.
Yeah, they're going to. What's going to happen is
whose hologram is going to come up in this match? Whose hologram are they going to use?
Bastion Booger, that and Tupac.
Double A, I've been meaning to ask you, how do you feel about WWE Fastlane?
Fastlane?
Yeah.
Just another pay-per-view name. WWE's not good with pay-per-view names. They never have been.
Could they not have come up with a better name? I know it's the Road to WrestleMania thing. That's
what SMTNA. That, Lee said it best. That's some TNA shit right there.
Yep.
That is some straight up they should TNA
have, I'm
shit.
Telling you, if I had my druthers, and I don't, but I should have my druthers, I would have somehow finagled a way to steal Victory Road from TNA, have Victory Road in February, because that's probably their only good pay-per-view name. And
what, Lockdown is it?
No, it's not. It's a terrible.
Well, if I had my Sally Struthers, it would be. Couldn't they just call it?
Hold on, wait a second.
Something related to the road.
Wait, can we discuss this for a second? So, Slammiversary, Lockdown isn't a good name.
Terrible names.
Genesis.
Bad name.
Turning Point.
Passable.
Down for Glory. They're all bad.
Turning Point's like passable. The
soap opera.
Genesis is the name of one of my
okay.
albums.
Unbreakable.
There was Unbreakable's terrible. Listen.
Oh my god.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. Hold on.
Wait, for a rap album, Genesis is okay.
That's
for a
fine.
Wrestling pay per view,
it's
no.
bad. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Somebody brought this up in the Turnbuckle Throwbacks group page. What's the greatest pay per view name ever? And bar none, without a doubt, the greatest pay per view name in the history of all pay per views is the Great American Bash. End the story. You cannot deny it. Why? Because it is. It sounds like a great summertime pay per view. For a wrestling promotion. The
wait
Great American Bash.
Summer. Okay, wait. SummerSlam, Great American Bash. Maybe you got a point.
The
I mean,
Great American oh, no. Bash.
Yeah, it's a full...
Let me
it's
tell
all,
you something.
It's an all-encompassing title.
And that's why there was Bash at the Beach. There was the Bash. Then there was the one ECW did, the summertime kick-ass extreme bash or something like that. They had some kind of pay-per-view like that too. The Dusty Rhodes is a genius because all of his pay-per-view names that he ever came up with ended up being successful pay-per-views. The Great American Bash, Halloween Havoc, Starcade. What other ones did he come up with?
I think you're underrating TNA's pay-per-view names.
I don't have to underrate shit. Dusty Rhodes came up with the Clash of the Champions. The Clash of the Champions.
Great name. Great name.
I doubt
the movie The Clash of the Titans would have ever existed had it not been for the Clash of the Champions.
Clash of the Titans came out before Clash of the
Champions. You think WWE should use that instead of Night of Champions?
What, the Clash of
the Titans came out before Clash of the Champions, Double A.
Okay, thank you, Surfer.
All right, it's about time to wrap up this pre-show for TLC. any final thoughts from anybody?
I just want to say this. That it being the final pay-per-view of the year, okay, the next time we're bringing you WWE pay-per-view won't be until the end of January. So we got 7 weeks between now and then. So I suggest that people should enjoy it and relish it. I'm not saying that this is the next time, it won't be the last time we're bringing you pay-per-view coverage, because we got that coming up in January for the New Japan show. We'll talk about that in the post-show, but relish it now, because for the next 7 to 8 weeks, no pay-per-view.
Wait. We got a TNA pay-per-view next month?
No.
Nope.
TNA, oh my God, what a travesty.
Their TNA pay-per-view, I don't think, returns to the schedule until March or April.
Damn! Oh yeah, true.
Wait, they don't get no free pay-per-view anymore?
Nope.
Yeah, they don't.
Okay, we gotta wrap it up. Rex?
Any more closing thoughts from anyone? Anyone, is that all you have to say?
Yeah, I'll be watching Sunday Night Football. Not this.
Well,
the hell did you participate in this show then?
I'm just joking, I'll watch it.
Because I told him I was gonna give him the musical intro. And
hey, I was seeing people.
All right, whatever. You missed your musical. I'm making a musical intro for everyone.
Sorry.
All right, man. So everyone in the chat, thank you very much. Stick around in the chat during the pay-per-view. We will be talking and having a blast. There will be a live post show at 11 p.m. for Double A, for Surfer, for Tony C, and for Rage. I am Rex, signing off on the pre-show to TLC. See you at 11. Good night.
Peace.
Train.